My dear friends in Christ, in the book of Ecclesiasticus, it says that a man who has found a true friend has found a treasure. There's nothing to be compared with a true friend. And when our Lord walked on this earth, he blessed abundantly that idea of human friendship. Our Lord loved to go to Bethany, where he could spend time with his friends, Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And he even wept at the death of his friend Lazarus. Our Lord called the traitorous Judas in the Garden of Olives his friend. And so what does this word mean, friend? I think it could use a little bit more investigation. And we might even take the meaning of the word from our own experience. What do we mean by friend? We might, in the broadest sense, talk about friends, really as everyone. At least insofar as we don't wish anyone harm. We want all souls to make it to heaven. And so hopefully we can call everyone, in a sense, our friend. But of course, there's more than just this meaning of friend. We might hone in that definition a little bit more. In a more real sense, perhaps we could call each of the members of our own parish friends. Do we have, after all, a tighter bond? We all practice the same faith, we have the same goals, we come to the same church or a Catholic family. And perhaps we don't know everyone in the parish, though maybe we should. But we can call the members of our parish, in a more real sense, friends. But it's true, even with this understanding, we wouldn't necessarily want to spend lots of time with every single person. We don't have those natural connections that we might have with a closer circle of friends. Those people that we do want to spend time with. We have similar interests. As the saying goes, we click, and so we have that group of friends. And this is really our understanding, probably the most common understanding of the word friends, those people in our own tight social circle. But we could make that definition even more precise. No doubt we have all had in our lives at some point, hopefully now, we have had someone that we considered a true friend, someone really close, we might even say a best friend, or more than one. But it's with this person or persons that you feel you could talk forever. There's nothing held back. You could talk with them about anything. And what's more, it seems like this friendship is really unconditional. That even if you disagree on something, you're not worried about your friendship. You care about one another. And maybe the most important part of this true friendship is that you care about one another spiritually. You really want what is best for your friend. But as well as we can understand this from a human perspective, we've experienced this in some way or another, there is a spiritual truth here that is incredibly important. And that is the fact, as great a mystery as it is a fact that our dear Lord and our Blessed Mother want to be our best friends. And this is maybe a concept that we take a step back and say, well, okay, but is it really so? Because after all, God is the creator of heaven and earth. He is our judge. He is infinite in power and majesty. Our Blessed Mother, she is the greatest of all of God's creatures. She is queen of heaven and earth. Do they really want that familiar, that close friendship with us? And the answer is absolutely yes. They want nothing more than this. Over and over again in sacred scripture, our Lord tried to convey this to us. From the very beginning of his life, from the incarnation and his birth in a stable in Bethlehem, he was trying to convey to us that, yes, although he is our master and our judge, he wants us to approach him. He wants us to be close, and he wants to be our best friend. Our Blessed Mother has made this abundantly clear too. We can read between the lines in the sacred scripture the beautiful account of the wedding feast at Cana. And also historically, over all these centuries, apparitions and revelations that have been made, making it crystal clear that yes, our Blessed Mother and our dear Lord want to be close to us, not just acquaintances, not these lofty figures that we think of way off in heaven. They want to be right here with us. It's one of the fundamental attributes of a true friendship that a friend would want to be in the presence, would like to spend time with their friend, would like to speak with them as often as possible. Now we know that we can't hear the words of our Lord and our Blessed Mother audibly. They speak to our souls. And this is a much higher and a much more important plane of speaking. But what is the obligation from our side? And St. Alphonsus Maria Liguori talks about this really at great length. We know St. Alphonsus wrote many beautiful books and pamphlets. He wrote one treatise that is particularly striking and appropriate for this concept of friendship. And this treatise was called How to Converse Continually and Familiarly with God. St. Alphonsus was making the point, yes, indeed, they want to be close to us, they want to be our friends, and so, as any good friend should, we must speak with them. And not just the formal prayers that we pray. These are good. We must pray these formal prayers, the daily rosary, our morning and our night prayers, and even ejaculations if we can make that a habit. But St. Alphonsus, really, he conveys very convincingly that no, we need to be on a familiar friendship Almighty God, with our Blessed Mother. As an example of this, there's a man that I know, of course remained anonymous, but he really had a conversion. He changed his life. He had not lived a very good life and realized that eternity is everything. He read this treatise of St. Alphonsus Liguori, and it really struck him. And he took it to heart, literally, to speak with God and our Blessed Mother as often as possible. So we tend to think of prayer as something that is not familiar, something that is formal and it has its own place over here, and the rest of our daily life has its own place over here. But not so. They should mix and mingle. This friend of mine was asking for guidance here. He's like, well, Father, I don't pretend to use a whole lot of my brain, so you need to make sure I'm doing the right thing. Can we really talk all the time? Yes. So St. Alphonsus says with the saints, I believe this is perhaps the secret of the saints. And so he's saying that literally, and it's a beautiful thing, it's something that has given me great inspiration. No matter what happens during the day, important things, inconsequential things, we bring God into the decision making or the conversation. This gentleman said that, well, is this wrong, or is this what St. Alphonsus means? I'll be standing in the grocery store trying to decide which brand of olive oil I need to buy. Should I say, well, Blessed Mother, what kind of olive oil should I buy? But maybe that's a silly question. I'll just go with this brand. Extra virgin olive oil. How wonderful God is for preserving your virginity. And etc. To make just a beautiful conversation with our Blessed Mother. So it'll be stuck in traffic, which I happen to notice in the years I've been gone, the traffic has gotten worse in this part of the country. Stuck in traffic. Well, I'm not in a hurry, Lord. There's no problem for me. But boy, I bet there's lots of other people impatient. Let's start a rosary for those people. Just beautiful, familiar conversation. We need to make sure that we're putting our friendship into action. We don't just call ourselves devoted children and friends of our Savior and our Blessed Mother, but we do something to prove it. And there are, of course, many ways to do this. We follow the commandments. We follow the example given us. But we can also speak with them. Wouldn't we want to speak with our friends? Our Blessed Mother, in the Gospel for today, this beautiful feast of the Visitation, shows that she indeed puts her intentions, she puts her friendship into action. It says that she went with haste. There are so many excuses she might have given. It's a long and arduous journey. She, at the time, was pregnant herself. She didn't have to go to her cousin Elizabeth, but the Gospel says she went with haste. She proved by her actions that she loved Elizabeth. My dear friends in Christ, let us think about this carefully. Are we indeed friends of our Lord and our Blessed Mother? we have only to look at them, we realize very quickly that they have a burning, an intense love for us, the desire to be our friends. Is that also our desire? Let us do everything that we can to prove that love to them. Follow their example. Talk with them often. Put actions behind our words and prove that they are our best friends. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.